Tuesday. She called me at 4 o'clock and said, I'm going to this meeting. I'll meet you there. But you know what they want today? They want curb service today. Come pick me up. They told me to get to a meeting and we'll get you home. You see, that's work. And some of you don't know nothing about work. I believe that there had been a God in my life because I wasn't dead. And I began to reflect over my past. I did my 4-step, y'all. I did not play around with it. And the one thing that encouraged me to do it, I met one of my old buddies. And we had kind of, fiddle around a little bit. And we took a lover's walk. And the next thing I knew, that fool was running over to the dope man copping. And I said, oh, my God, it scared me so bad, y'all. I didn't know what to do, but I ran, got a cab, went to my house, told him if he didn't get the fuck out of my house, I'd kill him, and called my brother, and my brother was there in 15 minutes. I ain't had to worry about that no more. I don't know if any of you experienced that. You know what I'm saying to you? I could not use again. I could not use heroin again. I could not be around nobody that was using heroin again. I don't want to be around nobody nodding. Even to this day, if you got a nod, get the fuck out my way. I did my 4 steps right after that. And my sponsor told me when I was doing it, she says, you get a nice bright light, get your pen, get your pad, cut off all the TVs, radios, and start to write. And what I did first, I wrote about sex first, because that was my most glaring problem. And if I didn't do something about that, it wasn't going to be no recovery. And I listed every man, woman, chicken, or child I had ever been with. Some of them I couldn't remember by name. I remember some kind of thing that occurred. You know, I used to bring guys home and cook dinner and put a gift in the plate and all this kind of shit and say, it's going to be wonderful. Yeah, it was for them because they took all that, ate like a dog, and left. You know, but that's all right. It opened up my life when I did my 4-step. And I got to do one thing that many of you may not get to do. I got to see what an ass I really was. When I put that shit on paper and had to go back and read it, and then they talking about I got to tell somebody this. I said, oh my God. But I had to. My sponsor said, Carmelita, I don't work with people with the 5th step. I said, well, what am I going to do? She said, you have to tell somebody else. And you know why she didn't do it? Because my sponsor, even to this day, she talks about her and everybody. And she said, if you tell me something, I'll talk about it in the meeting. And I was not ready for that. Oh, no, I was not ready for it, but I know what I'd done. So I did. I found somebody I knew, trusted, and believed in. And it was a man. And it was the best decision I made. Because I got that particular problem really dealt with. And I didn't have to walk around with my head down, feeling sorry for myself no longer. He helped me to understand that we all do these things, that we're no different from one another. I may have a degree of this, and you may have a degree of that, but what's important is that we have these steps to help us to work it out. 6 and 7. Don't believe nobody when they tell you they done did 6 and 7 in a month or two. Please don't. It's going to take you 3-4 years to do 6 and 7. You got to first find out what your character defects are. See, and that means that you've got to experience it. And then you got to get that piece of paper and write about that shit. And then you got to get down on your knees and ask God, please remove it. But, oh, you got people in meetings. Well, I ain't ready to get rid of my lust yet. Well, go right on, keep it, and you'll also get HIV positive. We got a lot of people don't want to let the lust go. And don't depend on a rubber. They break, too. And there's so many people in Washington, D.C. that are HIV positive till it ain't funny. And a whole lot that have died from the disease. I wrote my list of people at home. And I'm going to tell you, you put everybody on that list. The boyfriend, the husband, you put the children, mama, daddy, you put all them people you owe money to, all them women you done disrespected. There's a whole lot of people be on that list. And the most important thing about your 8-step list, don't have to add no more to it. Don't come in this fellowship and go to bed with somebody's husband like I did. I tell you, boy, I couldn't believe myself. After I had about 3 years, I did good not to get hooked up, but at the 3rd year, I was feeling good and woo! And this guy said something to me, the same shit. Hi, baby. Well, my sponsor told me it wasn't going to work, and of course it didn't. The man's wife called me right at the club and says, why do my husband have to go everywhere you go? I said, honey, I don't know. But he didn't go anymore, okay? Because I had to take care of that right away. The 9th step says, make those amends. But let me tell you, folks, don't do that on your own. Don't make no amends until you have talked to your sponsor. The God of your understanding will let you know when to make amends. I didn't make amends to my mother until I was in this program 9 years. But when I did, when I went to her house one day, nobody was there. I locked the windows, the doors, and everything, and I said, Mama, I got to talk to you. She said, girl, you crazy. But I started to talk, and I told Mama how I felt. And you know what my mother told me? She said, Carmelita, you are the one pregnancy that I really wanted. And you know what she said? She said, I love you, Carmelita. Baby, that felt so good. And I was able to make amends before both of them died, Mommy and Daddy. I was so glad that I had done what my sponsor told me to do. The 10th step will have us checking ourselves every day. And you really need to check yourself every day. And I pray and ask God every day to forgive me. Because sometimes I don't know when I've done wrong. I know I don't physically bother anybody. But there are times when my thinking, and it's been a few in Washington, D.C., I just wanted to kill. I really did. I wanted to kill a couple of them women. But I couldn't. So I had to ask God to forgive me. I had a boss that was nodding between his knees every day and coming to work at 9, 10 o'clock, leaving at 12 and don't come back till 3. And I said, I can't stand this. My sponsor said, I'm tired of you talking about your boss. Please pray for him. I said, what? Pray for him? The tenth step says, when you're wrong, promptly admit it. I was wrong talking about that. I talked about that man like a dog. And he had a wife and children. But I prayed for him. 13 days straight. If I had not done it one day, then I had to go back and start all over again. He didn't change, but my attitude did. And then one day he came in, and the boss man told him, here's your papers to sign. Folks, I got to hurry up now. I got the job at the VA as the chief counselor when he left. I got myself in the 11th and 12th step of this program, and people have called me from all over the United States. Would you please come and share? I have been to so many places, I don't know that I could ever think of how many and go over the list and understand it. But I tell you what God did. He gave me a chance to know that I have a purpose in life. And my purpose is to help my sister and my brother with no strings attached. I sponsored a lot of women. I took women on retreat. I made sure I would bring one with me wherever I went so they could get the exposure. You're supposed to take your sponsees with you. Let them know what's going on. Let them know about your little stinking ass. Because some of us think we're really in charge. I found God in Narcotics Anonymous, folks. I had went to church as a young child. My mother said we had to go every Sunday. But it's in this fellowship I found God. I'm not a church-going person, but I live every day that God gives me. So when he wakes me up in the morning, I get the fuck up. I am right now in a nursing home because I got a lot of stuff not so good with me. But I'm happy. I have a private room, and my room looks just like anybody else's home. It's beautiful. I got flowers in it, all kinds of decoration, pictures, teddy bears, and everything. The one thing that I have in my heart today is no matter where I am, I live as a child of God. I am not looking to do something wrong. I don't do wrong things today. And everybody in this program needs to be aware of that. It's all about the change. If you're not changing, go back out there and use enough dope. Drink enough alcohol and then come on back in here. There's too many people in this program that's not doing what they're supposed to do. Now, this is what I want you to do, and I do have to stop because they were nice enough to let me go next because I can't be out too late. While I'm singing this song, I want every one of you to look at somebody in this room, and I want you to say, and you don't have to make a lot of noise now, just say to that person, I care, C-A-R-E. Okay? Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, my life has had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine, the moon and stars will say you're mine, forever and ever to part. I only live for the strength and hope you give. It's heavenly to know you're so near because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile because of you. Thank you.